Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. All of you individuals that are out there this morning, we've got quite a few phones a-ring and things a-thing, and I want to make sure that you got the new number. It's 516-453-6081 for you listeners who haven't had a chance to go wild over the radio with the guests that we have. Any of you regulars who've been here, put your hands up in the room. Yay, take it down. Here we go, Facebook. Those of you know we give away prizes. We do a little bit of reading here. We talk to you about subjects. We get really into those things that you want to get into, those topics, those areas. And today I have a phenomenal friend. So those of you, just relax, sit back. It's a little early, and we've got shows all week long. So never fear. If you don't get in once, follow the show there in that button on the right side that you get the emails. We have three shows coming up this week, and you won't want to miss them. Different guests, different topics, and going wild in all of them. This is a phenomenal friend and very intense individual named Axel. She has been working with me and coincided with me for quite a few years on some very special cases in life as we know it. So I want to all of you to give a very warm welcome for Axel. How are you doing today, Axel?
I'm well, sir. How are you doing? How are you on this fine fall morning?
Very strong and very happy that Aries, you know, right there fired up for a Scorpio, is feeling the sails and getting the groove going. I love the fact, Axel, they had teased here. We've got a couple of people to listen to your show. I want to hear from Axel about the fact of the aluminum foil. My cousin here has been working on utilizing that to keep himself from getting psychically tapped. The neighbor here has been using some kind of electromodes or something. Can Axel tell me, does it work at all, or should I put the tin foil away?
You know, I hear a lot about tinfoil hats and headgear, and I think it is very much like a weighted blanket. I'm going to say this again. I think it's something that gives somebody, let's say you don't want to get a sunburn. Yes, it would keep sunburn off your head. Will your head get hot? Yes. I definitely think it's something that it doesn't hurt. It's 99 cents. It makes people happy. If somebody feels comfortable wearing it, let them. And neural diversity is kind of the goal here. I think a lot of people are shifting with their spirituality, shifting with their ability to sort of tolerate all of the extra electromagnetic interference that comes at them and the sun. So I would say let them do it. It doesn't hurt. I don't see how it can help in a sense. It's not an actual helmet. But if it makes somebody happy and gives them that little extra oomph, then for 99.
I love that. And those of you tuning in saying, I love your morning show, Jethro. This is the first time I've listened in. I do like the fact that I pick up that Axel has some psychic ability. Am I correct that she has some kind of culture from Europe? And I feel that she has strong guides behind her who probably will do things to people if they're not nice to her. What would you say about that, Axel? We have a reader reading you already.
Oh, I see that I do no harm. As far as Europe, sure. I mean, I think 23andMe has me pretty much in every country in Europe. I think Jethro and I both have some interesting lineage with respect to psychic ability with the American Indian, and I'm not sure exactly which 23andMe points to the psychic ability. I just know that it's in there, and I also know if you look at your birth chart, it tells you where you're psychic too. So I have a little bit of that in there as well. As far as doing harm, I mean, I think people harm themselves, and they should stop. And if I don't need to harm someone, I believe that someone's karma really will kick them in the butt. It has nothing to do with me and, you know, my extra sensory perceptions of people or things. It's just logic. I mean, if you don't want to get into trouble, don't get into it. I think that's probably the best way to put it.
I love it. For those of you tuning in, it's getting wilder. We got people all over the phone. It's going there. For those of you that haven't went to psychicjethro.com and put in your information so that we can give you one of these prizes, today we have three amethyst necklaces, a sodalite necklace, and some Devetica multivitamin pets vitamins for those of you that are connecting in. And we've got friends connecting. Jethro, I've got to tell you, I can't wait till Christmas. I saw on Facebook you're going to be giving away cast iron pots, even an ice cream maker. I'm in. This is Josanna your very special friend in Carolina. Remember the day when you first read for me on Psychics Gone Wild, and your crazy friend Dina made me laugh so bad when she told me that I needed to kick the man out. It took me 4 years to kick him out, but my foot feels better, and so does my life now. My money is back in my hands, and I can't wait to win prizes from you, Jethro. Thank you. And definitely, I do see your picture here. And just give me just a second for those of you calling in. Me and Axel are here, and it's early morning, and we're doing a full show for you today. So don't get upset. Just hang on. We'll get to you. I've got people texting me. I love to find the time, Jethro, to have a reading with you. You have moved all over, and it's very difficult for me to find your office. Please let me know. Real simple. You don't need my office anymore. What we really can do is I'm in Alameda, California, but I can read you anywhere. One thing good about what's happened is I'm reading Zoom, I'm reading WebEx, and I'm proud to say I've always read for phone for 30-some years. I love you to tape it. We get together. I have an individual that's writing me from another country. I can do Skype with you. Axel, we need to ask you a question here. They're telling us that you're really having something go on. My guides keep telling me that we were supposed to look at what is it like to have a man that is very athletic and militarily inclined. I can feel that you have a relationship. I do feel that you will work this out and that you have gotten a strong lover. I have a man that's in the military, and I'm not keeping him in the way that I should. I treat him good. I make love to him, but he seems to have times where he just acts out like maybe a child. Any advice, or should we both just keep our little boys good? What is good?
Wow,
okay.
Am I getting red up one side and down the other? I'm not going to give his correct title, but I'll call him the general for today. My poor general is probably not going to be happy to hear all this. So the way you keep your man happy is to keep yourself happy. I mean, if you're happy, you're eating right, you're exercising, you have your own independent things you like to do, then generally speaking, you keep the life balanced, then the balance will happen. You can only control your own actions and not that of another person. But I mean, if you yourself are an attractor, so if you're keeping yourself happy and, you know, mobile and ready to go, and you're working and everything's kind of jiving in your direction, then like will attract like, and your person will come back and come around and see you.
Very intense. We love it. And those of you are, we do have a lot of ones, and we're going to grab the phones. And we love you, regular readers. Remember, there will be big prizes on Psychics Gone Wild. So go to psychicjethro.com. The shows has always been something that we use different individuals, and you will see we have different utilized. Thank you. They got me correcting me. Utilize different individuals that come in together to speak and go together. So Axel, we love you. This is one of the things that we have. We have a lot of people wanting to know a little bit about Axel. Tell me when you first found out. My two daughters are very psychic. One daughter started at 7. Now I have another daughter who we have had a little bit of seeing each other, and we hear each other. I know she's psychic. Help me, Axel, with how do I get my girl to be able to be more in tune to me mentally?
Well, I think this sort of resonates on my last comment. I mean, part of being a mom, if you're calm and grounded, your kids will, I think in most families, I would have to say in most families, you have this, you have the, like you're in the other room, you know, you want your kids to come down for dinner, you're about to call them. And sometimes the kids just come down the stairs, and whether it's like you're on a time clock and it's the same time every day, they're like a barn horse and they come, or it is literally that they're having this sort of an ESP with you. I think the way to make your kids healthier is just to keep their diet healthy. I'm not saying necessarily become vegan. I'm just saying, keep it clean, keep it healthy. You know, Halloween's the worst time of year to be healthy or clean. But try your best. Give them as many fruits and veggies, and just try to keep a lot of your house clean, keep sort of toxins out of your area. And I think these things just develop naturally. I think kids generally, if you keep the pineal gland clean, kids will tune into you. You also have to be positive. I don't think kids, it's like a radio station. They're not going to want to put on heavy metal music if, let's say, they wanted to listen to classical music that day. So if your vibe is sort of in check, your kids will be in check with you. And you're going to find, especially when they get into the years, if they're female, I find that once they get hormonally unbalanced is when it sort of hit for girls with psychic ability. It's like a surge, if you will. So God help you if you're hitting those years, because it's going to be a lot, and your kids will outsmart you too. So just be prepared for that. They will outsmart you. This 2.0 generation is just phenomenal with the psychic ability.
I love it, Alex. Excellent. We are going here with them. They're telling individuals here that we have a lot of things going on, and we want to make sure those of you coming in go into the room there, Psychic God Wild Room, and make sure you go to psychicjethro.com to get them in. I've got a couple of people here. I just wanted to check in, Jethro. Here's my new address. I won some books back a couple of years ago from you, and I very much enjoyed the books. I have since then went on to buy different books from that author, and I just really love your Christmas specials. Keep up the good work, and I think you need a donation button on your website so that we can give a little bit of money to donate to all the good work you do to individuals during the Christmas season. I was in another country the first year I listened to your show, and I loved you and Amy Kavanaugh. You're still my favorite one. Tell the mermaid hi. Thank you. Those of you connecting, and thank you, Axel. We are having fun. I've got a lot of friends asking, Jethro, you guys have done some talk shows. I would like to hear the topic. What happens when you have to read in a government official place? Psychics are known for years for having people use psychic defense, armor war. I would be curious to see. You called the right day, and I hope you get in, because Axel is in an area where she is probably in the strongest place. You guys are just blowing us away. God help us. And you'll get to hear some of that. Axel, they want to talk about some topics here. Give us what today did Axel want to talk about. We want to hear what Axel says. Jethro's always teasing us. What does Axel feel like talking about?
Well, I'm sort of like, I think when we come to fall, we like to check on things like our batteries and our fire detectors. And we like to make sure we're like the opposite of spring cleaning. We do our fall cleaning. And I like to sort of circle back around to like everything in your house you sort of have to check up on. And one of the things I think people sort of miss, or because of the pandemic, we've just all been living in a go bag instead of having a go bag, if you will. And a go bag is something that you would have your emergency supplies in. If, let's say, you have to leave and leave your house quickly if there's a, you know, some sort of a disaster. And one of the things I think people miss in their go bags are religious items. And this sort of ties into the metaphysical aspect of grounding yourself and also protection. But I also find, especially with, you know, young readers, you know, teen readers, they just, nobody wants to be driving in a car in a fire. Nobody wants to be in an earthquake. Nobody wants to deal with destruction. And sometimes if you can take their mind out of where they are, it helps them to be calm. And I found some of the most interesting books of my lifetime that I have read are yours, Jethro. And I think if people were to pop in like Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, Awakening Your Intuition and Living in the Psychic Realm in your go bag, it's something that brings you peace. You're reading about somebody with an incredible life that's so vastly different or might even be similar to your own, but it's something that takes you out of where you are in the moment. And I think especially with kids and teenagers, I mean, if the networks go down, or if they can't get on the internet, or if, let's just say, the battery dies on your device, I think it's good to have a hard copy book in your go bag. I also think it's good to have religious items in your go bag as well. And maybe something also just, you know, I mean, it's not religious per se, but something for your pets. Obviously, you want to keep your pets because your pets keep you grounded. So you want to make sure that they're happy as well. As far as like navigating Halloween itself, I would say trust your gut. If you live in a nice neighborhood and your neighbors are doing those little candy shoots and they're trying to be really clean with, you know, bacteria and germs and, you know, the everything with the COVID, I'd say go for it. If they have them up, their little candy bags, I've seen this on a clothesline in little Ziploc bags that are like 6 feet apart. I thought that was a cute idea in the field where you just pick your bag and go. I'd just say be very careful. I'd also say stay away from crowds. Don't go to crowded places. I just think with the full moon on the 31st, it's going to be a very, very strange day. And I don't think we've had it, Jethro, correct me if I'm wrong, since 1944, where there's a full moon in all time zones. Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
Exactly. And I've had a lot of individuals, there's been full moons in the same month. There's been full moons, but exactly what you were saying there. And we have a two, we have obviously the harvest moon, which we're coming into, and the blue moon. you know. And I love this. Those of you that are calling in, we love you guys in there. We are chatting in the room. There is no readings in the room. You can come to 516-453-6081. We love you guys that are contacting today. I think that Axel is the best. I am a 27-year-old male, and I have been listening to the show a lot. This woman has some really strong strengths. I also like the fact that you can't push her around. You see, we have so many individuals nowadays who get into this and want to just be very nervous or scared. I have been doing this most of my life, and I just thank you, Jethro, for bringing us strong people to the light. Thank you, David. We love you. And those of you tuning in, we've got a lot going. So I'm reading this off from psychicjethro.com. You guys wonder why I keep saying that to you. I want you to go in there. I want you to see it. I want you to put on so you get on the show. It works like magic. And what's adorable in Facebook is those of you that are contacting there, I can and help you, and we will get you people to read. But if you go online and schedule a book and get your time with us, we love you. All right, let's get them. And now we got the phones alive. Guess what? It's time to go wild. 512, what about me and you and Axel too? Let's go wild, 512. Hello, 312. We got 312 next. We'll take that as a person that we're having a little trouble with it. How about 270? What do you know, 270? Can you hear it?
Hello.
Well, you just knocked your competition right out of the way, girl. You're going to the business world with me and Axel. I'll teach you.
Well, hi, my name is Joy.
Well, welcome, Joy. This is Jethro and Axel, and we are very excited this morning to speak with you. Have you called us before? Do you know how we do a little bit of the show here?
I don't believe that I have. I think this is the first time.
Well, welcome. I'm very gifted. I was born with a gift. I drowned as a child, and they revived me back. So I need permission from you. You said your name there for me, and then I need to ask you, I'm feeling that you are ready for something new and eventful in your life. I saw you a little bit step back, Joy. I feel like you have worked towards there's something that's happening with the work and the excess there where something has to be more meaningful. Did you just have a breakup or somebody trying not to connect with you business? There's something connected between the love and the relationship there.
No relationship. I definitely am looking for something new.
I feel that. I feel that the new in the relationship, I did feel that the new business, I feel there's something there more productive. Right now I feel like you're doing something, but I feel like you're ready to have something more even. Like, this is going to be your year. I know people are all nervous about it, but I don't feel that with you. I feel that 2021 is going to be really very good for you. And they did say a new relationship. They said that there was a time where you weren't looking. Like, I feel like you kind of were like, I'm okay over here. Give me time to feel where I'm going to be.
Absolutely.
And I feel like they said that the person that you're looking to see, Joy, the things that are working to happen with you is beginning to be even more developed or more worked out for what you want. There's something about the man. I'm going to be real blunt. I feel like it's a man you're after, Joy. I'm really being blunt this morning. I feel like you want a real man. I'm not trying. And those of you tuning in, I'm going to get a lot of publicity from my own sex. I can see him already clicking the button. What she's saying is she needs somebody that's really up for the game. She wants someone that's really involved in love with her. At one point, she was kind of like, I need to get my stuff together so that I can be that person for you. Now she's done her homework, and she's ready to build that castle. You know what I'm saying, Joy?
Absolutely.
And I got a yes on that. I got a very positive. I did see two men. I see one man that has very nice dress shirts, other things that he's wearing. I saw him working towards something that he was handling and making sure that he was not left one thing out, but all of his relationship. I feel like he was supposed to be dealing with his family or something before, and that's why you're like this. You're like, I don't want somebody that can't take care of his own mind or isn't able to give him all self to me.
Right.
You're a very strong woman, Joy. I'm sorry, boy. Everybody's like, wow, no wonder she got a hit. This is why she just knocked three phone calls right out of the way and jumped ahead of the first four callers. Because what it is this is time for her. Joy's done her spiritual work. She's ready, And what she's putting at the table is, here, I'm going to be able to do this, be with you, be 100%. I'm asking you to be forefront and be with me. Be honest is one of the ways to keep joy. You're not going to be with joy if you're a game player, you got a little hiding shell game going on, or you got some other stuff happening. You know, that's what they're telling me. And I keep hearing, Joy, that there's something, there's somebody else that's not, somebody in the family is a little jealous or something. You have something going on over here, a little bit of sibling. You got some kind of rival. You got somebody in the family who they like you, but they don't want you to really do real well until they get well.
Yes, I've fallen out with a few. So.
That's what I'm feeling, Joy. Definitely put in. We're going to be giving away some really good prizes this morning with the necklace. I would, you know, good luck with it if you can put in there. And I feel that, you know, it's your year. They tell me two things I would really see with you. One of them is we need to be working out where the new shift, something you need to do, feng shui. I feel like you're ready to move the energy in your place to go. And ironically, they're telling me, Joy, that you had, I don't feel like you've held on to old things from some relationship, but I feel like you held on to some energy that you need something red in that corner of the feng shui to bring in new love, real love. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, it's what I feel, Joy. Thank you for calling. This is Psychic Call Wild. We got
it
rolling. Thank you. We love
it.
I love you. Call us again and definitely follow us, you know, Joy. Follow us here. Those of you new, we've done this about 12 years. I've done this about 35. I'm telling my age now. What we love for you guys that are psychic, we get into it real deep. Here we give you a little bit. Then we get into the reading. If you haven't had a reading from Psychic Jethro, check out the website. I've got times open this coming up next week. And I think this weekend, 614, you got in. We've got all these people coming in. How are you doing, 614?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jethro and Axel. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Would you like to give your name and have your question for Axel? Axel, where's my dear Axel?
I'm right here.
My name is Filson. And I have a question about what advice my spirit guides have for me as far as career.
Say your name one more time for me, please.
Filson.
Jilson?
Phil, like Philip. Filson.
Oh, Filson. Got it. The first thing that jumped out at me was art and something to do with engineering. I don't know if that resonates with you.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. It's also part of business is pushing yourself forward and saying, here's my product, here's my website, here's who I am. But it's also hard if you're not a very showy person. You don't seem to me like you're somebody who's like, look at me, look at me. You're not like you're not all of the Kardashians. Is that about right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I love the Kardashians. Don't get me wrong. But part of getting into business is also you have to say, I absolutely detest putting my face on something. Put your art instead. Make sure you have, you know, there's different age groups for when you do sales. So you're going to have to do, okay, so you'll have your YouTube channel. You'll have your social media. You have to sort of look at social media for somebody who's age 7, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, and so on. You have to think, what do they like to use when you're creating your business? So if you want to sell your business with like a low touch, like, hey, I don't want to really talk to people, you can do the web forms. But if you realize that people who can afford your products are older, then you're going to have to look at something more like, and I think a lot of these got shut down, but now they're virtualized or fairs, art fairs. So if you can do this and you don't really have to be in people's face a lot, you can actually put a lot of things online. And there's also sites that sell people's like home furnishings and like luxury goods. When people pass on, they have these auction sites. You might want to look at that too, because those are really good. They kind of run themselves and then they cut you a check. So you put pictures of what you have up there, and then there's someone else that's sort of running it online, and then you just get a check on the side. And I see you being very successful with this. You're a very motivated person who you're very regimented and you're good at getting things done. It's just a question of like the how to, but I can see you doing this. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, that resonates with me. It's just kind of hard because I haven't really figured out exactly what I want to do. I'm kind of lacking confidence in my art currently as it is. I'm not sure if it's
your
art.
Your art's good. No, you're good. Your art is very good. I think people are flocking to anything for in the home right now because they're home and they're looking at walls and they're like, meh. So, I mean, I think a lot of times, too, you can go on someplace like art.com and say, what's the top selling stuff? And then, you know, you have an idea of how you would do it. You can, I don't say copy because that's the wrong word, but you understand what I'm saying. There's an emotion to art. So you're like, these are the top five emotions I'm seeing, and I'm going to make art that's similar in emotion. So you can capture the emotion of the time period, and then you can go around and sell. Another thing, too, is, I mean, it's a super low touch, but within your neighborhood, if you had pictures of your art on a business card, like a quick printer, you could print these off on a color printer or have them sent to you, you can put little examples of your art. And then people, you could say, hey, if you want this for, you know, if you think you want to buy a copy or a print, and I'm not sure if you want to do prints or mugs, sometimes you can sell the copyright so people can decide what they want it on, like whether it's a pillow, a sheet, a mug. And I think sometimes it's not so purist to put, I like to put it on walls. I like art as it is, but a lot of different marketing ideas kind of go in with that. And there's sites that do that for you too. But the people see something in their hand. They're like, oh, that's really pretty. I want it. So they can reach out to your website. So you can get your website together, you know, obviously in YouTube, and you can go to ehow.com to ask every single business question you have. And then you just take your little notepad and you make a list of things you have to do. And then you're going to put your site together and put your product together, and you're going to be able to take it to market. And I see you being successful with this.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And don't doubt yourself. You're awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you. We've got a lot of friends calling in, and we love that. Next one we're coming up, we are going to be grabbing some more of the phones, 417-863-352-310-980-753. You will all get to probably play with me and Axel. Don't go anywhere. I have a lot of you writing me. We love that, and that's what I want to see. Jethro, I won the big prize back in 2014. I love the Psychic Monopoly. I had so much fun with my different friends writing in and asking about which state I vote for, and still love you and Patty Negri on Fridays. You were the best of the best. Now I got a new person. I'm putting in for Axel. So this is Arizona, and I've got also Ohio. Both states will be voting for Axel and Jethro. You two keep doing what you're doing, and I'll be listening to you every Monday. Your fun friend over at the FM radio. Thank you. I know who you are. What I love for you guys is to do. Now, those of you that are catching up, there's a lot about the wild that we don't explain when you first come in. Wild is you go in and you are from a different state. You put in psychicjethro.com. I love Axel. I love whoever that you're listening to, Jethro. You, I love. And that gives them the monopoly for that vote. Then when we go through, you'll be getting stamps in the mail. This is where I love all of you guys that go, Jethro, you've got more game planned than prices of other shows. What you want is you want to look at your letter and see what stamps you get. You will get faces. Those of you remember, the winning hand was what, if you're playing poker? Four aces. So you want to get four pictures of any one of us. And it's simple. We're not doing Monopoly. We're not playing, you know, McDonald's. What we're playing is Psychics Fun. So you're going to be getting stuff in the mail free, and then you keep the stamp on the side with the face. I have a friend that just sent, if those of you look in Facebook, you will see me and Dina's stamps there. I have, and the winner was as she's putting in, she won because she had four stamps of Patty Negri, and she had four stamps of Dina and four stamps of Jethro. So she had three aces in any hand you want to play poker. So she was a very good avid fan, but she had called in a lot every day and got different prizes. And I have a friend ask me, just I didn't receive it in the mail. If you didn't, just write me again. Sometimes it happens. I had mail here this week that we found out that went through it. So we're going back to Axel. Axel, I love you. I don't know why, but I've been listening to the show for 25 minutes. My sister used to talk to me about this show. I've had readings from Jethro, and I want to ask you, Axel, are you one of those women who believe in the fact that we are to have karmic mates? I have a twin flame, and he loves me, but for some reason, we can't be together right now. How do you feel about twin flame love, Axel?
Twin flame love. So I believe in our lifetimes, we have many twin flame loves, unfortunately. That's my personal belief. I think people want to have just the one for, you know, as long as we're going to live, all 155 years, it seems, by the time everyone gets a little bit older. I think that we go through stages in our life where people come into our life to help us at the right time for the right reason. And I think the older people get married, the longer they stay married because they've had some time to sort of see what the world's about and who they are and who they're about. Twin flames, I definitely think that twin flames could also be somebody in your family in the sense of somebody that's just like you or has very similar temperament or similar, you know, likes, dislikes, food taste, things like that. Karmic mate, I don't even know. I'd have to say that God has a plan and he will put that person in your path to save you or vice versa, will put you in the path to save someone else. I think that it's a great thing. It's a beautiful plan. And I just think go with it, you know, go with the flow and let go and let God. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's going to come at you when you least expect it and when you most need it. So you should always comes your way.
I love that there. And they're writing into us. They're going, Jethro, I must know about what happened to you in the time that we last talked. I was in Virginia and I remember very clearly that your office was down in town. And what I realized afterwards is you were in right at the time when everything was happening here politically with our president that's now in charge. I was very excited about it, and I remember teasing you about the fact that you would probably end up being in another state, and we've now look where you are. I am one of your friends, and I hope you don't mind, but I still really enjoy hearing about the astrology. Please start bringing back your moon readings and your astrology to your radio show. I've listened to you for the last couple of years, and I miss that. Thank you. Thank you, Jill. I will be doing that, and I will be bringing it back. We have another thing here. Axel, I have asked my friend three times, why does he keep trying to pull the wool over my eyes? I am very psychic. My friend seems to really enjoy playing games with me. Am I with the right man? If someone respects the gift, shouldn't they quit trying to test you and just start believing that you're psychic? What do you feel about a man testing you all the time?
Well, Jethro, I mean, you must certainly be getting this every time people do a reading with you. They're like, so I'm wearing my purple shirt, and you're like, it's blue. I have to say, I mean, it's just life. You know, you go through life and you are who you are. They're going to be who they are, and you cannot control that, but you can control you and you can giggle about it. But I would definitely feel like I was, you know, sort of the top dog there, because you always have the 360 of what's going on. You can see from left, right, up, down, sideways, future, backwards. I mean, I would just say your friend maybe doesn't get it at all. And they do this because they don't get it. They want to know, is it true today? Is it consistently true? It's almost like they're a scientist trying to figure you out. So I would take it with a grain of salt, but I would definitely feel like, okay, yeah, cool. You know, here we go again. It's Monday and you're still doing the same thing. So just go with it. They'll eventually get tired and wear themselves out. I mean, that's usually what people do when they figure it out. I mean, I'm sure Jethro, you can very much relate to this. Your whole life has been spent with people testing you.
And I love this. And this is a really good topic for Wild. You're correct. And what I got to tell you, this is one of the things. You visualize it this way. You're going up and you're spiritually walking up to the heavens or an energy, and you're asking the hierarchy some very spiritual questions. So you're like walking up there. You don't want to be walking up there like a Girl Scout going, what cookie tastes good to you? You want to be really open and out. So I'm doing this work, and then I have someone, like you said, and I've had people, what's going on in my brain? I don't want to know what's going on in your brain. I'm not a mind reader. I'm a psychic person. So the guys are telling you. So what will happen, and this is what's been beautiful for the master work of it, is I'll feel it, I'll sense it, and I have the accuracy. Those of you who go on there, you'll see my reviews. The reason, and like Alex just said, the people will really get a lot more from you when they're hearing what the guides want. So I've had people go, and they go, you know, what am I going to eat tomorrow? And the guide goes, who cares? Because literally, that should be a free choice thing. I mean, you want, and I've had them get mad at me. I'm not saying it, but the guide is like, we're working on your dynamics of your career. We're giving you a spiritual thing. Go to this, do this. And it isn't a rhyme and a reason. There is a cause for it, and there's a spiritual positive. You ask and you shall be blessed, as we all know. But the thing that we've had happen through years is, if your mind is on, okay, if you can tell me who, what am I going to eat tomorrow, what's my favorite color, then you're really not open to it. And there is an individual, there is that type of individual who really does not, cannot be read by anyone. That isn't a compliment. I know you guys are going to, oh, here we go. They're dinging the bell on, we got people over there. Well, call me because I'm right here. Get a hold of me on 516-453-6081. We've got a lot of callers coming in, and we'll welcome you guys with reading. What we're discussing right now is the truth. You've got to really be ready for it. Free will does have a play. Have I been 100% accurate? I have been very, very accurate, but I do have a small ratio. If the guides are selling you and they say, go out this day, this is a peak day, and there's a person here in a relationship. My biggest success is when the client listens to me. I've had people, the girl told me, she goes, I'm never going to be in a relationship. And I can tell this because I've got her permission here on confidentiality. I won't leave the names out. And I told her back in the 1980s, you will meet this man in a store. You will be in a grocery store. He will come up and ask you about chocolate chip cookies. That's what the guides were showing me. So you guys that know this and are really psychic, it comes in psychic flash. I'm standing there. I'm talking to her. They're showing me this man in the store. Long story short, she said it was less than 2 weeks later. She's standing in the grocery store in Colorado. Ta-da. Here comes this attractive man who just asked her, did she like chocolate chip cookies? Her first reaction and what we laughed about is she goes, do you know Jethro? He said, no, I don't. You see what her first thought was? Okay, this is a plan. They're setting me up. This is what me and Axel are talking about. Those guys will come in. Axel, let's talk a little bit. Now, when it gets exciting and there's things happening and Axel's out there and friends are talking, how many times, Axel, have you been in a business where you just felt that gut feeling, this person isn't telling me the truth?
Oh, I mean, my life has been so bizarre the last 7 years, but I've had incidences where not just in stores, but if somebody calls me and leaves a voicemail saying that they're trying to get information about X, my flags go up and I'm like, you know what, something's not quite right. And I actually, you know, will go on these utilities to look up the phone number and the name doesn't match the name. And, you know, it's definitely the stores, I definitely get it if somebody's either kind of following you aisle to aisle and it just seems weird, or I mean, DC is a strange area for that in general, because you have weirdness with PIs, you've got international espionage, you've got weirdos following other people anyway. DC is the worst store to be in to be followed, because you really just don't know left, right, up, down, what's going which way. I'm like, thank you, Amazon, because you can just be at peace in your home, you know. I get it a lot. I would say I've always had it. The Gavin DeBecker book, The Gift of Fear, tells you, like, don't ignore it, especially for women if you're feeling like you're being hunted. But it also, there's a balance. Like, you can't live your life thinking, okay, so Wingnut here is following me. Neat. I mean, you just, that's their issue, not yours. I mean, you look at the hands. Is there anything there? No weapons. You look at the bottom of their legs. No weapons. The back of their, small of their back. Are their jackets bulging? Nope. DC is a very odd area. Of course, these are how you size sort of people up, maybe in bigger cities. Then you just go on with your day. Like you let them own their biosphere of negative energy, and you separate it out with your white light, and you just put a wall, and you're like, no, this is my space. That's your space. Have a nice day. And here we go. I will tell you another odd thing with the pandemic, and this isn't so much your gut feeling, but you go for a dog walk as a woman and guys haven't seen another chick in weeks. And you're like, no, you're not following me three times around the block. So yeah, I mean, there is just a lot of weirdness in general right now, but I have to say when it comes to, like, I mean, even in Lowe's, you can't go to Lowe's as a woman right now. I'm just like, what's going on, guys? Like, how bad has the pandemic been for you? And if you're hitting this, and I'm, oh my God, I'm so sorry for you. You know, you need a nice 20-year-old, not me. So yeah, you definitely, you can feel it, but you also have to use your white light of protection and just put a block up. Nobody gets to just come at you, and nobody has the right to intrude on your space. So if you get that sort of sixth sense, there's nothing wrong with it. You have to go with it. And don't let anyone gaslight you out of your own emotional responses. I think that's a horrific thing I've seen people do. It's become fashion nowadays to do to women and to men too, who are in peril. And you don't do that. That's not cool. And it just makes you just sort of a lower entity to do something like that. I mean, it's just a horrible thing to do to somebody. So just live your best life. Have a lot of light around you. Make sure before you leave the house, even if it's to the store, ground yourself, you know, put on some jewelry that's, you know, religious in nature. Just make sure you are doing you, because that's all you really can do right now.
I love it. And for those of you tuning in, you're exactly where we are, and we love it. And I know a lot of you have called in. Today is our talk show day for the morning. For those of you who live the readings, we do read at psychicjessup.com. And those of you, I do half an hour or an hour, done this 38 years, and I welcome all of you listeners who are connecting in to get with us and do that. I have a friend right now that's telling me, Jethro, I love your show and I'd like to be on it. Definitely. Come on, get a hold of me. I do work with individuals that I have worked with in classes, 38 years of it. Yeah. So those of you who are telling me, I love you, Jethro. I remember you in Colorado, lived in Boulder, Manitou Springs, lived in Sedona, Arizona, have worked this work for a long time. This is a spiritual calling. So I do ask for those. I know a lot of you are wanting to get in, and I will look at that. We're going to be given about 5 minutes for a couple of more calls. Definitely those of you who want to get in, get with us on the shows that are coming up. We have three readers, another reader said, me and Axel just love to read, and we love to talk. So I'm getting you guys tuned up. I'm waiting for one more psychicjethro.com to pick up the phone. It's a give and take. I love you guys, and I'm not going to do anything with it, but I do need to see that you're really listening. If I'm just doing all three readings on here, then I got to go back to the psychic line, because that's where we get people that really want to do the business. I had a friend ask me, Jethro, I'm sitting at home all day, and I love to talk to Jethro. Well, I love to talk to you. Axel, let's talk about how many times have you had a psychic friend contact you with a premonition? I had one so many times.
I've actually had it in reverse. Like, as a child, I had never met my grandparents over in Europe. And I remember very distinctly calling my mother. She was working for a senator. And I said, hey, you know, you need to call home, because your dad's saying hi to me. And she's like, what? And sure enough, we got home that afternoon, and my mom was in tears. And it was something that I couldn't even explain it. I had to get out of class, and I'm dating myself now, but I had to borrow a quarter and go to the payphone. Actually, I had my own quarter, excuse me, but I had to ask to go to the payphone from the nuns. And it was just a bizarre call, and I felt bad doing it too. I mean, nobody ever wants to be the bearer of bad news, but I've always had it, versus I haven't had people come up to me with it, except for one person who's very, very special to me. She did mention to me that she saw an eagle flying, and as we found out, that was part of the name of a company that was with bad intention that was around us. So, I mean, I think it's genetic, perhaps, and you'll see it in families. And I haven't had friends come up to me. I mean, I actively go out and seek Jethro's advice. Like, for example, if you're packing a go bag and you're putting all your emergency supplies, the last thing on your list should be, hey, we were thinking of going on vacation here. I would actively seek out the premonition and say, hey, listen, Jethro are these dates good? Is this location good? Are we clear of like any wackadoo terrorism storms, blah, blah, blah. I make a list. You know, I always have a list when I speak to Jethro. And just because you have an ability doesn't mean you don't actively seek out other people with it, because you always want to validate. And I'd have to say, like, you know, even if you do an email, a quick email, $40, like it is worth thousands and thousands of dollars of wasted time, effort, energy, and drama. So to answer your question, no, I haven't had people come up to me, but I've been the one going up to people and saying, hey, don't do this on this day. Or, you know, during the tsunami, I had many friends. We were just unhinged in our homes and we didn't know why. We were crying and we just felt water death. Those words were popping into our heads. And sure enough, later that morning, we were getting news about the tsunami and overseas. And it was just, it's an odd thing. I mean, it is odd. Mm-hmm. It's not something you run around telling people, but sure, definitely. I have not had people come up to me, but I have been the one telling people. And I do it carefully. I don't just wide open and tell people.
Perfect. So now we got a couple callers left, and you're fine, and we got this, Axel. I have a couple of you've asked to get in. We've got some other callers. I will try. How about 863? Are you, how can you hear us, 863?
Yes, I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yes, welcome. This is Jethro and Axel.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Oh, wow. How are you, Julia? Did you get our present we sent you? We love you.
Yes, I did. It's beautiful. Amethyst is my daughter's birthstone. So I was like, oh, how cool. I got my daughter's birthstone.
You've been awesome. Again. We've been pulling names, and for October, we're giving away a really spooky how much can we put in a box prize. So you're in for that.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, congratulations for being one of our regular listeners. We love you. And it looks like you may be winning a big prize with some things. I'm working with some cooking things. So now we're giving away those. They laugh. They go, Jethro, you can look dressed and accessorized in the kitchen.
Cool.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, love you, Julia. What question do you have for me in the wild, Axel?
Well, you know, I've been wondering about potential love, maybe having a life partner, a love relationship.
Excellent. I may take this one, Axel. Forgive me. I feel there's a little bit of energy there with you. They're showing me that you have, they said, yes, the time is coming, but they're telling me that there has been, I know that you have, it has to be the right person for you. You know, and that's where I love you, Julia. Your guides have said that you've kept yourself a little isolated, not only because of the time we have, but you have to be careful, you know, that you really love deeply. And they said, yes, there is a person that could be there. I do feel like you've had a connection of somewhere where there could have been this person for you, but it wasn't, you weren't able to, I feel like they keep joking. They said this man works in an office or works in a thing, and you've had your time, but you need to make the connection with him where you can feel good again. So yes, I'm getting a couple of months. I feel like it's October, November. I'm getting in November. I feel like you're going to have a connection with someone that you are working with. Is there some things that you're working on, paperwork or something that's of your own business, something professional?
Well, you know, it's funny, as I've been listening to the show, I've been applying for employment online. So that's I need to get myself back out there. Like you said, I've been isolated, so I need to start looking for employment, and it's a lot different.
Let's get a woman's point of view. Axel, are you feeling love for Julia? Am I getting that there's someone there in the office coming for her?
Well, I had good news for Julia. I was seeing somebody who was pretty well-to-do. I was thinking you were well-to-do, or you had resources, or they did. But I saw definitely in a flash that they had resources. So it is definitely worth a trip to the hair house. You know, you want to attract that money. So obviously the love will be there, but I feel like there will be a lot less stress about money and about, you know, just kind of getting by. It's been a horrible time for everybody with the pandemic and looking for work. And I find that good. I see money. I see joy. I see happiness. And I see... it's not a short thing. It's going to be a long thing. That's what I see.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's what I want. I want somebody to grow old with. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate you fitting me in, and thank you, Jethro. You're always, you have such a wonderful spirit and so fun, and you make everything just, you know, level up. So thank you.
I love
so much.
It. Someday I'm gonna meet you in Florida. I feel it. You know, we got friends gonna come down in Clearwater, and they're moving down, and I do feel someday I will probably see you down there in Florida. Because when I first started reading you, you were headed to Florida. And I was living in Florida.
Yeah.
Now I'm over.
Yeah. We're like chasing each other around the country.
We are the wild kids. We're just going all over. So, yes, and I definitely, someday we will do it. And I keep it on it. Those of you checking on my website, I thank you so much, Julia. We love you, and we will talk to you again. Keep watching.
Oh, thank you so much.
See, I'm already for TV. Keep watching me. Keep listening on radio, because we're going to be doing some things that are, you know, I think you'll love some of the new people. And when we start giving out those prizes, you know, you're one of our contestants that are in for winning the big prizes. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
We keep track of this a little bit on the fact that when you call in, as you saw there, and she is one of our friends that is put in at psychicjethro.com. I have a friend writing in. Who are some of the other names, Jethro? Okay, we're getting into the prizes, and we'll be picking up the phone for a minute. For those of you who called in, you want to definitely get in at the website is the key to win these necklaces and other individual prizes. I listened to the show forever, Jethro, and I got to tell you, I think that Axel is very intense. She is putting out some kind of vibration that's helping me right now make my mind up on what I need to do. Well, then make your mind up. And I got somebody says, keep that cruise, Jethro. We don't know why, but I love it. There's a couple of you still left on, and I know a lot of you guys are chicken and clicking and doing the things. Make sure you go. There is shows all over. And so make sure you do follow us so that you get this show. We are also Kathy Stewart. You also are one of our people up for a lot of prizes. So listen and follow in. We've got some things coming. I had someone ask me yesterday, Jethro, I don't know why, but I want to be in for the ice cream maker and the cast iron pan. Keep checking, because we'll be giving away some of those prizes soon. So we're going to be right now. We've got our wonderful Julia and Kathy are neck and neck racing for the prize. That's New York City and Florida racing for the prize. So anybody else that wants to get in and get involved, this is the time to connect and get in for those prizes. JC Loves You also says, Jethro, I really am glad that you let me use an alias. My husband gets really freaked out when I use psychic work, but I have had readings from you for what, maybe 12 years or longer? More like 18, but that's okay. I'm writing you and I love you because you always give me the best advice, and he doesn't realize that without you, I would have dropped him a long time ago and married the man that was down the street. Bad decision. I'm glad I stayed with him. He may not like the psychic Jethro, saved my relationship, and you'll be getting a Christmas card in the mail. Thank you. I love you. And I want those of you that are connecting. I have done this for a long time, as you guys can tell. And that's the key. It's not just about being a reader. It's not just about being a nice person. It's being an accurate, nice person reader, and that's what I take pride in. I have done this. I'm very accurate. Give me a shot if you're ready to go. I have a friend writing in, goes, Jethro, I want to hear Axel. Tell me, Axel, have you ever met a man that can do so much metaphysical that you couldn't be with him? My fiance can't touch me or be around me. She says that I'm so psychic and magnetic that it makes her nervous. This is hurting my feelings. It has made me very sad. You see, she's the only woman I love. How do I get my Diana back?
So I have to say, so if you think about the sharper image balls with the electricity that shoots out and you walk into the store and you touch it, that's probably a lot of what they're feeling. And when people have that and they don't understand it, it's kind of shocking to them, actually. They have a physical reaction to it, but then they also have like, hey, you know, I just wanted to be calm tonight, have a cup, kick back with some wine, you know. I would say to just ground yourself. And one of the ways is to take an Epsom salt bath and just get the salt, and it'll kind of, I don't want to say neutralize entirely, but it just kind of chills you out and it takes it down a couple notches. You're always going to be who you are, and that's an excellent thing. But I would just say try to do a little bit of that, and also to go get massage just to be more relaxed yourself so that you're not shooting out solar flares it's just a little bit of more of like a sprinkler of electricity. So, yeah, you've got to work on yourself and being very calm. And then the more you intensely focus on get back, you may have the opposite intent, and it may be repel. So you definitely want to work on yourself. Make sure you're, you know, chiropractor, you nice massage, make sure you're just as in tune as you can be and aligned as you can be. And I think it'll work itself out from there. And honestly, there's, you know, 7 billion people in this world. There's always going to be somebody for someone. So this may have been the right person at the right time. You intensely love this person, but I don't think that could entirely be the last person you'll ever meet that will have that reaction to you. And you shouldn't, it's going to work out. You're going to have somebody and it will work out, but you definitely have to ground yourself.
I love this. My question is to Jethro. I have to tease you. Do you remember in 1987, I was one of the people that met you in Pearl Street. We were talking, and your son was teasing me that the best way that he was psychic was that he could eat a little bit of sugar, and then he would be very psychic. I remember at the time that you joked about it and said that he could have all the sugar that he wanted. He went on to read us, and we were very happy. Me and my husband really enjoyed the time there in Boulder. I really do thank you, but I think you may have the wrong psychic. My first son was born in 1988, so 87 he would have still been in the womb. The other thing that really is wild is I do feel that you should not ever do any chemicals, even sugar. And I know that those of you who call it, I'm not pushing you holistic. I do make things that I eat with it. But there is a difference. You want to be careful when you're adding things like that to it. Never read with wine. I know there are psychics who believe that. If you're doing a little wine to relax, then you're doing a mild depressant, and it's in the energy. I do believe in church it's all right to have a little taste of wine or to do wine for your heart or other reasons. But we're talking about psychic work. And definitely, we will tease you to find that out from if you've seen on them, also my 6 grandsons. I really believe that sugar is probably one of the worst things for children because it messes with other things. You have to be careful when you do sugar, it doesn't hurt you as a psychic. And I, as a child, I know that with my hyper energy, I come this way. So you add sugar to me and all wires go crazy. We love you. So thank you. And I don't know, maybe, and it could be another person, but I thank you anyway for writing me. I do want to welcome the people that are in here. Axel, we are going to be back next Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific time with you. Anything you want to tell your new fans? And we've got a bunch of people recall in again. I know 347-312-352-648-317-72970. All of you callers that are going down the list, we will be able to get with you. Tune in next time. We have a next show tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific time with Anne Seblon. So tune in. Axel, anything you want to tell all your fans?
Yes, I'd like to say thank you for listening. And also, if you're going to pack your go bag, if you're going to make a plan for the day or a week, make sure to include Jethro in your plan. Book some time with him at psychicjethro.com. And it's I'm telling you, it's pennies on the dollar when you think about how much money a disaster you could avert will cost versus getting a clear path, whether it's how's my boss doing, what kind of job will I get, what's the best recruiting site I should look on. He's very good. He's very precise. And I mean, it's worth it. And I think I monopolize most of his time. Jethro, I think you could definitely say that.
I love you. Thank you. Axel, you're a sweet person. I welcome all of you guys, and we'll be giving away more things today. We look down here. Alan Barranco from New Jersey, you actually won the Amethyst necklace. Cindy McConahana from Colorado and DeVoe from Arizona. You three all have won necklaces. We'll be sending them out to you, and congratulations to you guys. We want to thank you so much for going in. Please stay in. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll be back next Tuesday with this wild Axel going wild on Psychic Gone Wild. Stay wild. It is the way to be.